conversation around building AI agents is heavily emphasizing operational reality, specifically cost control and robust error handling. Developers are currently fielding a massive amount of AI sticker shock, with users sharing stories of runaway costs due to single bad loops or overly broad production key usage. The consensus advice here is clear. Treat API keys exactly like highly sensitive production database credentials, enforcing strict rotation schedules, separating keys by environment, and implementing hard spend limits before the spending ever hits internal alerts. Adding circuit breakers for things like maximum calls per minute was suggested as a crucial safeguard that many people only implement after getting burned. Moving into development practice, there is a noticeable backlash against what some are calling AI slop, overly academic posts about autonomous workflows. The community consensus reality check suggests that building agents in production is actually quite boring. The real problems aren't the fancy conceptual frameworks, but mundane technical hurdles like API rate limits, fixing brittle parsing logic, and figuring out why a tool call returned a 500 error. A major point of discussion was error handling itself. Users are looking for ways to make agents fail loudly rather than failing silently or gracefully degrading into confident nonsense based on malformed data. This leads directly into the architectural debates, particularly around single versus multi-agent systems. Many veteran builders are arguing that multi-agent frameworks get massively oversold. They suggest starting with a single agent unless there is a genuine need for different permission sets, distinct context, or true parallel processing power. The focus should be on giving one agent clear constraints and roles, rather than adding complexity, just because the framework makes it easy to set up. General advice from both communities echoed this theme of simplicity. Don't architect for the complex version of a problem you don't actually have yet. A useful pattern noted was that improving memory architecture can solve many of the supposed multi-agent needs, simply by making the single agent more self-aware of context and past events. Finally, in terms of day-to-day use and tooling, there is an emphasis on focusing less on what model to pick, and more on defining what repeatable role you are forcing the system to perform. The general thread is to stop over-engineering your setup. Instead, identify one specific workflow, add necessary constraints and routines, and make that process accountable before attempting a full stack overhaul.